T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
Well, it really is a tradition unlike any other. The the Capitol Grill for Marathon Monday.
We're so poor.
You know, I think I was worried. We were talking about it during the 6 o'clock hour with how intense the rain was. I was wondering whether people were going to show up and watch. And it is really filling in down here on Boylston Street with spectators. So
nice.
Look at these two people. These are the hardo spectators. It was pouring rain. They've got their folding chairs out. They got the backpacks ready.
Oh, yeah.
They're ready to go. They're ready to spend the next 5 hours in that spot.
That right is there. A prime spot, and they are going to have to use all of their elbow strength to fight people off.
Yeah.
Because people try to edge in.
Of course.
You can't let them.
I mean, I don't see people who bring their own folding chairs a lot to the marathon route.
That's because you're always in here.
Most people stand out there, and they don't.
The Cap Grill supplies you with a chair. If you come in.
It's a monogrammed, logoed chair.
Looks like the sun is out in some areas, LB, so you were correct on your weather forecast earlier. And it is supposed to be a cloudy day today. The rain is going to happen on and off, but hopefully there will, maybe with some luck, we'll have some sun mixed in there. Temperature is going to get up somewhere around 68 or 70 later on today, so very warm, very warm for the runners.
No.
They don't like that.
No, they don't.
The spectators do like that. So.
Could be my first swassy day, too.
What do you mean?
That's a lie.
68, kid. Somebody might, my weight.
250?
You mean the first swassy day of the spring for you? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Yes, yeah.
I just want to be a part of the run,
Yeah, well, I mean, I think do you know, like, anybody who's favored to win? Do you know the names of anybody? Or any, I mean, you are the sports director. Can you tell us anybody that we should be watching out for today? Or
The Ethiopian guy, Jurepko.
I got to believe that during the sports, we're going to have a full report on the marathon in just moments.
If you're so concerned about it, Greg, you're watching it on TV and you know who the leaders are.
So you got a bunch of housewives, stay-at-home housewives doing laundry that have the TV on. Everybody else is on the marathon route hammered.
Right.
They don't know anybody's name except their three buddies that are running. So, I mean, I don't know why I need to report on the marathon.
Well, I mean,
it's on. The marathon is on. Okay, the marathon is on. If you care about the marathon so much, you are at the marathon cheering your friends on.
True.
Why do you have a job?
Daniel,
everything you report on, you say people should know about if they're fans.
No, but so you're, no, I just state the obvious is that no one gives two hoots about the marathon except for the fact wherever they're serving 2-for-1 cocktails, which actually I can't say that because we're in Massachusetts and that doesn't happen anymore.
Can't do that. Happy hour
so lost. Everybody's hammered. And they pour themselves into their bed, like some grandmother in Somerville wants to know who won the marathon. Come on.
I can't even pronounce that guy's name.
LB took Bill Rogers in his marathon pool. That's his.
Is that the late Bill Rogers? Did he pass?
No. I don't think
no,
so.
I believe he's still with us. Yes.
Who's the guy that died running the marathon?
There's the famous guy who died running who wrote the book that changed America.
Right. Jim Fix?
Jim Fix, is that who you're talking about?
Yes. Thank you.
This is Kevin. who is joining us now. Hello. Hey, Kevin, what's going on?
LB, you're right. Everyone should be watching the race, and you know what? You're going to find out who the winner is. Same thing with the Bruins. So watch the Bruins. They're over here. You know who won. Celtics.
Yeah, of
Red
course.
Red Sox.
So why does he even do a sports report? I mean, I guess he's right. I mean, they're watching it. They don't need to know.
No, I did the sports. Yeah. We'll do the sports. It's coming up at 9:10. Please tune in. I'll be laser show. But
2 minutes.
Do me a favor without Googling it. Without Googling it, people.
Google it.
Okay? I want you to text AAF and tell me who won the marathon last year.
Wasn't it Meb
Keflezighi? He's like your best friend.
Yeah, I already
met. Meb not run last year?
I think Meb Keflezighi was the winner, wasn't he? Yes. I think Meb won. No, I don't think Meb won.
Meb and Dez.
Great guy.
And Marcel Hoop.
You know, he's a vegetarian.
Meb is? I don't think Meb is. No, I think he's... No, here's Brian, who is joining us on the phone. What's happening, Brian?
Hey, Greg, how are you? I'm down here at the Capitol Grill. And
yeah.
I'm waving at you right now through the window. Now I am.
Out front.
Oh, there he is.
Oh, yeah. Hey, what's going on?
I just wanted to say you look good in your glasses.
Oh, thank you.
Got them.
Thank you. Yeah, I did. I got the glasses, finally. What do you think?
Here's my problem is they're slightly, not wider, but like top to bottom, they're a little bigger than the last pair, style-wise.
Yeah.
So when I look at you...
I'm different?
I'm not used to seeing that size, so I can't quite... I'm like, what's... different.
Do you like them? Is it a good look for me?
It is. It's one of those things where like if you know someone that shaves their beard or someone that like doesn't have eyebrows and you're like, what's wrong with this person? I can't figure out what the deal is.
Right.
Something's different.
Yeah.
So if I stare at you in a strange way today, I'm not making googly eyes.
Okay. All right.
Well, my guy today is Jeffrey Kiswi.
I see. You just looked that up, did you?
Yes. Kerwee.
You didn't even get the name right. And
he's number 11 if you're keeping track at home.
Yes, he's wearing bib number 11.
Yeah.
Bib 11. Mm-hmm. All right.
And he gets Solomon Paziza.
Dexiza.
Okay.
From Ethiopia, but you did call that.
Yeah, yep. Ethiopia.
Anybody else? You want to try the Japanese guy's name?
Hisoto Inovi.
Can I? Waiter, can I have the Hisoto?
The mushroom Hisoto?
I'd like the truffle Hisoto. Put it on Hillman's tab.
Yeah, he's bib number 14 if you want to clap when he runs by you.
I feel like the elite runners are going to be making their turn on Hereford, and LB's going to like fall down the steps and fall on five Kenyans or something and ruin the marathon like at 2 o'clock this afternoon as they're finishing.
He's gonna whatever hill, man. Screw you, shoe. I'm out of here, and I take the guy out as I fall down the steps.
He's gonna wake up tomorrow with a couple under his folds.
Yeah,
let's have a couple runners under there.
Okay, Slim. Mr. Vegan guy. Now.
Okay, 200 pounds according to Hockey Reference.
That's 202.
Shoot, I gotta bring up. Do you know how to bring
up the call screener?
However I did it, I shut it off.
Don't stop touching things.
All right, I shouldn't touch computers. I'm above my pay grade, or however that goes. All right, it is. What time is it? What time is it, Danielle? I can't now.
It's 9:12.
9:12, and it's time for this.
Sports. And now, LB.
We saw his boxers on the floor and his pajama pants and pee everywhere.
With a WAAF Sports Minute.
It's brought to you by the Leonard Hair Transplant Associates, now offering platelet-rich plasma with A-cell injection therapy for hair loss. If you're tired of being involved, all you got to do is call 1-800-GET-HAIR.
Waited for years. Many doubted we'd ever see it. But here it is. The return to glory.
Pretty amazing. Tiger got her done. I think that's his 15th major. He's three behind Jack Nicklaus. And it was a great day at golf yesterday. They battled, man.
I mean, listen, you look at what Tiger Woods has experienced over the last 10 years or whatever it is. Never mind the stuff with the wife and the women and stuff, but look at look at the arrest he had with the when he's under the Ambien. And the back problems, and to win that yesterday, it was just It was amazing. I feel like people were crying yesterday when he.
I think a lot of people were rooting for him. Yeah. You know, yes. He's gotten over that. Sure. Oh, he's a bad guy kind of thing.
Yes. Well, America loves that. America loves
a winner.
Yeah, and they love a redemption story though. Mm-hmm. Like it was so exciting yesterday, and Tiger Woods. I mean, you have to consider him now, any tournament, to be really a contender, and you're looking at. What's next? We got the British Open, I think, is next, and right. then from a major perspective, it's just unbelievable. So, very exciting yesterday at the Masters.
David Price got it done with two relievers yesterday on a five hitter, and the Red Sox shut out the Orioles 4-0. It's Patriots Day today in Boston. The game, it's an 11 8.
Yeah, it's supposed to be
start,
11.
Right?
Right.
It's supposed to be an 11 o'clock start at Friendly Fenway. Yes.
So hopefully the rain will hold off and everybody will get to enjoy. The Celtics playoff run is off to a winning start. They outscored the Pacers 26-8 in the third quarter in a 84-74 win in game one of their first round series at the TD Garden. The Bruins are in Toronto tonight for game three. That series is 1-1. And I'll tell you what, just an incredible pace of hockey. I would have a heart attack trying to play with those kids today. What else? It's Jackie Robinson Day in Major League Baseball.
Yeah.
And we love Jackie. And number 42 sits in the rafters in every ballpark in America. I'm LB. That's an AF Sports Minute.
All right, LB. Thank you very much.
Google it.
Google it, and it is time for the news. And the news this hour is brought to you by
Subaru of New England, featuring symmetrical all-wheel drive with seating for up to 8 passengers. The all-new 3-row 2019 Subaru Ascent is built to accompany you on your springtime excursions. You can find a Subaru retailer at subaruofnewengland.com. So earlier we talked about the mom who was in trouble because she let her 3-year-old son pee in a gas station parking lot behind a car.
Yes.
There's a news story this morning out of Philadelphia where a 33-year-old woman is alleged to have stolen a truck from some road workers and told them she had to pee. So she ran up to the guys and asked them if she could crouch down between their trucks, and they said, sure, no problem. Unfortunately, shortly thereafter, she hopped into one of their work trucks and stole it because they left the keys in the ignition.
Yeah.
She didn't get very far. Turns out she was on drugs at the time, so that's not good. But we do have some sound from a Philadelphia police spokesperson.
She stole the vehicle. It was actually pursued by other city workers that saw their vehicle being stolen by this female. And it was stopped in around the intersection, and the arrest was made by Philadelphia police officers.
Oh, I mean, it's, you know, you're just trying to be nice.
You try to be nice. And this is the thanks she gets.
Yeah, yeah. All right. What else?
Did you see the photo over the weekend of the woman in New York who crashed her car because of the spider?
No.
Oh, my God. The car was, like, totaled. I'm shocked this woman didn't have major, massive injuries. Happened in Cairo, New York. She reportedly lost control of her vehicle because the spider appeared from, you know, the visor.
Yeah.
And was crawling near her. So she had to swerve. She wound up crashing, I think, into a tree. She got only a leg injury. And the police department in Cairo, New York said, even though it's easier said than done, thanks, Captain Obvious, drivers should try to overcome their fear and pull over if they find themselves in a situation like this.
Well, I mean, there are a lot of people who are terrified of spiders.
Oh, yeah.
Like even saying the word right now is sending people into a fit of
complete
panic.
Tailspin. Yeah.
I mean, what are you supposed to do? This happens also where, like, bees fly into the car and people are not. I mean, what are you supposed to do?
You drive into a field and run around yelling, bees, it's the bees.
You can't see without his glasses.
Second Tommy Boy reference in a week.
That's frightening because people can die from spider bites. And unless you're like a spider expert, you see a spider come from out of your visor. Yeah, I'm screaming my head off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I guess you don't know. But I mean, it's more like I don't know. Take the bite and don't.
I'm not taking the bite. Taking the bite.
You're not taking the spider bite?
No.
What's the spider that bites you and you get the flesh-eating disease?
Is that the brown recluse?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The necroticizing fasciitis?
Oof.
Well, keep a blowtorch in your car.
Right?
I don't know that we want to recommend that. That is not recommended by the Hillman Morning Show, nor Entercom, nor upper management.
It's not?
It's not.
All right. And no,
sometimes you have to say these things, Greg.
Right. And you cannot bring one into the party today at the Capitol Grill.
No,
either.
You cannot. No, although, no backpacks, no other things.
Although I'm sure they do have that thing in the back that they use to make the creme brulee, torch thing that they make the creme brulee with.
Oh, is that being served right now?
I don't know. Are you a fan
of... sure we can get
one. Oh, yeah.
Are you a fan of creme brulee?
Oh, absolutely. How can you not be?
Yeah.
For sure.
There was something I wanted to mention. Oh, have you seen this whole thing about this bride who went into a Reddit forum and talked about how her friend ruined her wedding because she got pregnant and she was in the...
Oh, I love when this happens.
And so she was in the wedding.
So selfish.
It really...
So selfish.
Selfish of the bride? Not
yes.
Selfish? Okay, yeah.
Yeah. I know people who have told their bridesmaids, I want you in my wedding, do not get pregnant. And I think it's the most ridiculous thing on the planet.
Why do they say that?
Because they're selfish and they think the photos are going to be ruined by having a pregnant person in the wedding.
That's ridiculous.
It's insanity.
That's really ridiculous.
It's not women, about your baby. It's about my day.
Yeah.
Women get crazy, though. With the whole marriage thing, they're like, so listen, if you're going to be in my, I want you to be in my wedding.
Yeah.
You're one of my best friends in the whole world, yep. But you have to lose 40 pounds.
And you need plastic surgery and you need a tan. That bride is actually looking for $30,000 in damages.
Yeah.
Oh, please.
That's insane.
Wow. Yeah. So she is basically suing her friend because her friend got pregnant. Her friend was in the wedding. And she's suing over it. I mean, it's like, what a horrible person. Who does that?
It's my day. How dare you bring life into this world?
I know.
Can I read a little paragraph that the bride wrote on Reddit?
Yeah.
Because it's insane to me. So she refers to her friend as Anna. I don't know if that's the real name or not. But it says, Anna was hugely pregnant and didn't refrain from showing it off. We're both fairly young, and in my husband's culture, getting pregnant before late 20s, early 30s, married or not, is basically a teenage pregnancy to draw attention. Shut up.
Oh, my God.
You're this pregnant? Is a friend? You're such a loser.
Right?
Who has a baby?
Oh, that's ridiculous. $30,000.
Talk about insecure.
This is Scott on the phone this morning. What's up?
What's up, guys?
Scott? Hey, what's up?
Hey, about, I don't know, it's 4 or 5 months ago, a lady in Connecticut burned her house down using a propane torch to kill spiders in the cellar.
Yes.
Yeah, that happens frequently. We've talked about that. Let's see. This is Sean. What's going on, Sean?
Good morning, morning show.
Hey, what's
Sean?
Up?
OB, thanks for showing up, kid.
Thanks, Ken.
I called about the zip line, but now you're talking about the pregnant bridesmaid. My wife's bridesmaid was pregnant, and I don't even think my wife even occurred to be jealous. Like, it was just like whatever, no big deal. Anyway, ziplining. I went down to Cancun on my honeymoon, and I asked the guy what the weight limit was. I'm being around 270 or so. He goes, "Is the hardest fit?" I said, "Yes." He goes, "You're good." Okay.
That doesn't sound very exact.
Again, I don't think ziplining or anything involving harnesses or cables I would do in a foreign country. I just wouldn't do it. But that's just me. I mean, if you like adventure, maybe you do. Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, I ziplined. It's fun. Yeah. But like you said, Greg, I've done it in this country.
Here's a 978 text that says, I was supposed to be the maid of honor in my friend's wedding, and I got kicked out of the whole wedding because I was pregnant.
That's a thing.
I was at brunch once when one of my friends was nervous about telling one of our other friends who was getting married that she was in the wedding party that she was pregnant because she was like, "Oh my god, I hope she's not going to be mad at me." But
you're kidding me?
My friend was totally fine with it; it wasn't a big deal. But it's just funny to see that this is a thing where women freak out if their friends get pregnant and they're going to be in their wedding.
Oh my god, that's ridiculous! Absolutely ridiculous. All right, coming up, we're broadcasting from Capitol Grill. It's Marathon Monday, the running of the 123rd Boston Marathon getting underway soon. Of course, our very own Mistress Carrie is running the race today. She will be listening along with you coming up at 10 to the WAAF Workday Blitz over an hour of nonstop rock, and it is completely commercial free. So if you're making your, whether you're making your way into Fenway to go to the game today or you're making your way out somewhere to watch the marathon, you're going to get over an hour of nonstop rock completely commercial free, and that is coming up at 10. Mike Shue is heading out and will be, you're going to be over at Lear.
Mm-hmm. 11-1 with Mick Ultra. Come on by for a cold one or
all
two.
Love it.
All right.
Or three if you're taking an Uber or public transportation.
For the tea.
Yes. Yeah. All right. And of course, is it okay if LB comes over there and mispronounces the names of the elite runners all afternoon?
I'd expect him to come over and give us all the analysis we need as we watch it all. I'll watch it on TV with the other housewives.
Fleb! High five, kid!
Fleb. Did you say Fleb?
Fleb, yes. He said Fleb, yes.
I have some Fleb in my throat.
All right. Today's show is presented by Nautical American Gin. Try that in your gin and tonic this summer. And it is also presented by Solar Wolf Energy, and they're presenting the party here today. So we'll be right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, we're broadcasting from the Capitol Grill. It is Marathon Monday, and today's show is presented by Nautical American Gin. And, of course, the runners getting underway very, very soon from Hopkinton. And
the ladies just took off.
The ladies just took off. Okay, all right. Yep. So nice. Now, that's the first wave of the ladies, correct?
Right.
Okay,
the elite runners. The elite women.
Okay. So they are on their way at 9:34.
The slim ones.
Stiz Grimey has an update on Stanley's poll, and you chose a steak-related question today because we're at the Capitol Grill.
We are. And can I just say, Greg, this is living. I mean, being here in the Capitol Grill right at the finish line, I mean, you can't ask for anything better.
No.
I might try to hide in a corner somewhere.
And sleep
and
overnight?
Leave this place.
You mean like somebody who stays in a bank? Like
yes.
They work and then they rob
yes.
the place? Yeah, yeah.
Amazing food, amazing drinks.
Yeah.
But we are at the Capitol Grill today, broadcasting live from Marathon Monday, and we asked, what is the best steak sauce? Our choices were A1.
Yeah.
Bernaise.
Yeah.
A Merlot reduction.
Or a Merlot reduction, yes.
Or other, and you could comment below.
Yeah.
Okay. Greg, who do you think is in the lead?
I'm guessing that A1 is probably... A1 was in the lead from the get-go, so I'm guessing he probably stayed in the lead.
You're right. Yeah, A1 really. Is in the lead with 50%.
Ugh, I can't stand A1.
I like to dip my fries in it. I don't use it for steak.
Ooh, that's good.
Yeah. Steak tips, yes. But like a good steak, I won't dip in A1.
Bernays and Merlot are tied at 20.
Okay.
And 10% other with some comments... Someone put Heinz ketchup.
Yes.
LB, no. You forgot to learn Twitter. No.
Hello. No.
A couple, though, for Ken's Italian dressing. Ken's Creamy Italian.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Creamy Italian. Nice.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah. So okay. A1, the tried and true.
Yeah. No, I think a lot of people like A1.
Is A1 available here at the Capitol Grill?
No. I suppose if you asked.
Yeah, they'd have to dig it out from out back.
That would be an insult. Why would anybody? You're going to insult the chef if you ask for A1 here at the Capitol Grill. No
that was
way.
Like the one bottle of malt vinegar we had at McGreevy's that would just float around for years. And we're like, does anyone know where the malt vinegar went? I think it's upstairs. I don't know. I'm not. Check the back bar.
Well, apparently the sun is out in many of the local communities, which is really good news. So maybe the day is going to be saved after all. I don't know. Maybe it'll end up. Maybe we'll be able to open the windows up here at the Capitol Grill. Speaking of the marathon, somebody was just texting in, suggesting that they change the marathon from April to May because we have these weather issues.
No, that's what day in May are you going to do it? You can't do another Monday holiday logistically to have something like this in the city. What are you going to do at Memorial Day? No.
No.
There's really no time that you can do it.
Do you think someone that goes through the pain of putting in 26.2 cares about the weather?
Yeah, actually.
I think LB's probably right.
Really?
Like that.
You're running it?
How many people are running the marathon today?
35,000, 30,000,
yeah.
Something
do you
like
think
that?
They care?
Well, yeah, it makes it easier if the weather's milder.
I think some people do better when it's clearer. Yeah. Some people may do better when it's colder.
I think my point is the marathon is the marathon. They will run it. If you build it, they will run.
It's too hot in May. I mean, it really. Yeah. I don't think that would work. And also the other thing is, it's school vacation week. So,
right.
I mean, I suppose you could make it cooler. Like you could run it in March or something like that.
Yeah. It could be snowing, guys. You could have a blizzard.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, I think where it is now is perfect.
Like we mentioned earlier, it's been 3 years now. They've never canceled the marathon.
No.
For weather.
Yeah. No.
Ever.
No.
Right.
And they don't. And there's no need to.
That's a challenge. The challenge is whatever happens, happens.
Yeah, you mean
I had to do it. I'm sorry, Daniel. I knew you'd appreciate that.
I have to stop taking a sip of my beverage when LB opens his mouth. Because invariably, it's going to come flying out at the window.
You mean when he says whatever happens?
Right.
When it happens, it happens.
Exactly.
Because it happens.
Right.
Just try to enjoy my Bloody Mary, guy, and you're killing me.
Yeah. Look at you getting going at like 9:35 with a Bloody Mary here on Marathon Monday. I love
it's
it.
It's like lunch.
Oh. Jeez.
Be under the table in 20 minutes. Somebody stick me in an Uber later.
You'll be fine.
I'll give you my address.
Suck on the lemon. Suck on the lemon.
I bet Stiz will get you home safely.
Oh.
Daniel.
Do you keep a napkin over your drink when Stiz is around?
Yeah, because that's going to do a lot. The universal sign for I'm going out to smoke or please don't drug me. The guy that wants to slip a roofie in your drink is really deterred by a friggin' cocktail napkin.
I always think it's weird when a guy leaves his drink at the bar and puts a napkin over
it.
Like what is that?
Excuse
me.
Smiley face killer.
Oh, is that what that is?
Oh, so if I'm not going to take the napkin off and put the drug in.
In it anyway.
Dangerous.
I think for guys they typically do that to indicate I'm coming back. Please don't get rid of my delicious beer because it's at a level that you might think that I've left it here and abandoned it.
Oh, okay.
Whereas for women, they're like, I'm just gonna put a cocktail napkin over this so I don't get drugged.
Oh, I've never even thought of that.
This tastes like GHB.
Honestly, now that I love when Danielle drinks during the show, and we should stay on till like 11.
I should have gotten started a little earlier.
Let's see. Mm. Here's a text that says, my favorite LB-ism is nothing changes if nothing changes.
Yep.
Well, there's a bunch. It's been, you know, we've put a lot of time in here. You know, I've lost my mind a bunch of times.
Yes, yes.
You know, I talk about it all the time. There's just a bunch of fish hooks that are flying around in there, and whatever they grab, they grab.
Here's a text that says, somebody has invented nail polish that can detect whether your drink has been drugged.
I saw that. I want to say maybe like 6 months ago. It's like sensitive to changes.
Oh, that's pretty cool. So you just you put your finger in your drink. Yeah.
My nail polish just turned blue. That means someone's trying to have a non-consensual sex with me after this event. I'm not going to have it.
I just think it's incredible that we live in a time that people don't pay attention to what they're drinking.
What?
Like, why would you walk away? First of all, who leaves a full beer on the bar? Just drink it and go take a leak, come back, order another bar. I mean, order another beer. You know,
I mean, listen, people are, unfortunately, they have that happen to them where there's something put in their drink. I mean,
well, they deserve it.
What?
Hold on.
No, just stop.
Who leaves a perfectly good cocktail on a bar? Like
someone who's not an alcoholic if they have to go to the bathroom.
Do you not? First of all, I love how you bust my nuts. So you're not. So. You don't come back and finish the cocktail. So just finish the cocktail and go take a leak and then order a new cocktail and you'll never have to worry about it because you're going to drink that cocktail too.
Well, yeah.
Hey, that's what I do. I leave half a beer and I put a napkin on top Like, what nitwit thinks the napkin is going to not get him roofied?
Well, I think that's what we were saying earlier. We're just trying to wrap our heads around the bathroom departure, new drink concept that you've been.
I mean, I feel like I feel like it works because it works.
It doesn't work though.
It works because it works.
It doesn't work though.
It works.
If I'm gonna roofie you, I'll lift the napkin off.
That's what we said.
What?
That's what we said earlier when we started the conversation, that that's not going to stop someone.
Right.
We agree with you.
Okay.
All right. All right. So then. Let's move on.
Moving on.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to finish the marathon.
LB hops in, runs the last three blocks.
I'm 400 yards away. Woo! Donnie!
Let's get Bonesy on the phone. Hello. Hey, Bonesy.
Hey, how are you guys? LB, you're the Barry's status. Level stuff.
I love it, Bonesy. You're the Barry's too.
That is the best thing I've heard since the Kavanaugh hearings when you expounded on Brett Kavanaugh's hearings in court.
Yes, yes.
You deserve to get roofied. I love it.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Here's somebody who says roofying drinks has been around since medieval times. I don't think so.
It was a little bit more obvious then because it was an actual rock.
Does that happen in Game of Thrones? Does anybody get roofied? Like dragon roofie or something?
No, but people do find out who their real parents are.
Oh, excuse me.
Come
on, some people haven't had a chance to watch it.
Sorry.
The original Maury.
You know how when you're out with your kids, like at Disney or the zoo, and like it's hot out, they've had a long day, they're cranky, they're starting to do the thing where like you're holding their hand and they're just collapsed in a pile on the floor, like dangling from your hand screaming?
Yes,
I feel like that's what LB is approaching right now.
Oh, you think so?
he's at the end of the show.
All right.
He's over.
Okay, Miss Sober, no fun. Let's go home, take care of the cats person. Okay.
No, because I don't want a drunk drive.
What
an asshole.
You're hammered.
No, I'm not, guys.
Yeah,
I'm
you
having
are.
Fun.
Look at you. Have another one.
Yeah, three sips of a Bloody Mary and I'm hammered. Okay. Which celery is delicious? At least my tolerance wouldn't cost me $500 here in drinks, guy.
That guy's jacket is unbelievable.
Now, you're the person who actually eats the celery in the Bloody Mary.
Yeah, I love celery. Yeah.
I've never seen anybody do that.
Oh, it's awesome.
You know, it is also a vegetable in addition to a garnish.
Yeah, it's your daily allowance.
Mm-hmm.
Stay after that.
Obscure reference. Joffrey was roofied in a Game of Thrones.
Was he?
Yes, sort of. Sort of, yes.
Kind
of,
a little bit.
When he died. So,
you know. Does that count then?
Spoiler. Spoiler alert, he died. All right. Somebody says that's why when you started cheersing with your drinks.
Yeah.
That was invented in case one was poisoned, apparently.
Really?
Is that?
I'm going to check the Google machine.
Not a clue.
Check that out.
I thought it was because you were friends.
Let's see.
Well, they're saying that that tradition of like toasting or clinking glasses started in case one was poisoned or something.
Not quite poisoned, but in ancient times, people believed the sound of glasses clanking together would scare away evil spirits. Therefore, people clanked their glasses together when drinking to ward off said evil spirits.
Ah, okay.
And they say also that this is the reason why Jehovah's Witnesses will not say cheers because of that whole
religious
because of the fun thing.
Yes. they're weird. They're weird people.
Well, I mean, I
no birthdays, no holidays, no nothing.
They seem like nice people.
Have you ever dealt with them?
Sure.
They're crazy.
Don't act like you've invited a Jehovah's Witness into the house on the cul-de-sac. Sto 50. A man on Blank Lane called police because there was an unknown man at the door with a pamphlet.
I like to read the Watchtower, their newsletter.
I also like Jimi Hendrix.
Okay.
They have some interesting stories in it. And they do a good job, the Witnesses.
Ted drank a beer, and the devil took his soul.
Clang, clang.
What will happen next to Ted? Oh.
Shoes the devil. You can't listen to him.
I'm the devil.
All right. Today's weather brought to you by Michelob Ultra. Live fit, live fun, live ultra. And it's going to be cloudy, mostly cloudy today. The sun keeps coming out here and there. I keep getting reports on the text line that the sun is out. The temperature is going to get up close to 70 today. And we're already warming up here into the 50s outside the Capitol Grill right here on Boylston Street near the finish line for the 123rd running of this Boston Marathon. Speaking of Michelob Ultra, Mike Hsu will head over to Lear after this, and you'll be there. You'll be there at 11.
11 to 1. Come join me. Watch the marathon. Have some cold Mick Ultras. Always a good time.
Serious question.
Yes.
How do you make it over there from here? Do you have to go to like Chelsea and then double back?
Almost.
Yeah,
we have to go to like all the way down to Commonwealth Avenue, make a U-turn, and come back.
And then come back
after we get our bags
side.
Checked twice. Yeah. I think it is, and then come back on the other side. Yeah.
Which bag?
Come on now.
Your equipment.
That's a different race. Different marathon.
All right. And where, I mean, do you, is there a specific place that you think is the best place to watch? Like, do you, I mean, I think it's
Wellesley
great.
College.
I think it's.
I think it's oh, college chicks. Yes.
I think it's great down here, but of course it's really crowded down here. Some people don't. I mean,
some people don't like crowds.
Some people don't like. Some people like Danielle don't like the crowds, mm-hmm. But
I think other than Heartbreak Hill, you get more drama in this last little stretch
yes,
that we can
100%,
see here.
Yeah.
Because this is the finish, and the elite guys, and then even some of the other people.
Oh yeah.
In here, this is where a lot of people turn it on, or it's like they get that fight or flight instinct going, like, am I going to drop or should I just keep going?
Yeah.
So there's a lot of drama that happens on this corner.
Yeah, but and BC's huge.
Yeah.
The corner.
Yep.
Yeah. You mean down Cleveland Circle or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they bang the left and they're on their way home. And
well, I mean, the thing is when you're, I mean, you do, Hsu, you're right. I mean, you see people who have absolutely put their bodies through ridiculous torture, and they're just trying to find the energy to make it down. Yeah. I mean,
you've been there, kid.
You know what it's like.
I don't know.
You've been there, kid.
Those minor fractures in your feet.
I don't know what it's like.
You know, the dehydration. You're starting to kind of hallucinate a little bit.
Yeah.
You know? You've sweated all you can sweat. Hey, at that point, it's just sauce.
You know, you're 2.6 miles in. You're kind of losing it a little bit. And
then I finish the final
about
four,
your family,
the final six,
your kids.
Six-tenths of a mile. Let's see what Rick has to say this morning. Hey, Rick, what's going on?
Hey, kid.
Hey, kid.
Hey, Danielle's actually right on what she said about clinking the drinks together, but there was also a term called sloshing back in the medieval days, where they would hit their steins together so one beer would slosh into the others to prevent poison.
No, that's what that was what that texter was talking about. So it's called sloshing. All right.
Okay.
That's what it's going to be called.
I do that all day, every day, kid.
I was right in the middle of a sentence there. But the sloshing was in medieval times.
Yes.
Changes if nothing changes.
Nothing changes if nothing changes.
I was going to go stand outside and watch the marathon. Screw you guys.
Just wrap your arms around it.
All right. Rest of the week, let me give you a heads up. On Thursday, we will have Sto5o for you, a quick look at some of the terrifying crimes that were either called in or walked into my hometown police department over the last week. And then we're also going to go inside the warped female brain on Thursday's show. And on Friday's show, LB's greatest moments of the week, we'll do that at 7:50 or thereabouts on Friday morning. Now, earlier this morning, we spoke to Carrie, our midday host, and she is running this Boston Marathon for the first time ever. She said that she's hoping to do it in under 6 hours.
Right, right. Okay.
And that she was going to be leaving close to 11. Is that what
I think she said 10:50 was their change time for her.
So that gets her in here at about, 5 o'clock, something like that? 11, if she leaves at 11,
I guess. If she can do it in under 6 hours.
Yeah, five-ish.
5 o'clock or so, yeah.
She'll beat it.
Okay. And then she is going to go, as long as everything goes as planned, she's going to show up this afternoon over at
The Globe. And Bob Hanna is going to be broadcasting live there. So if you can head over to The Globe, and hopefully Carrie will be have enough energy to show up and have a celebratory drink, and you can all congratulate her in person over there.
Yeah, give your seat up when she gets there. I mean,
yeah.
if you have a seat, let her have a seat. If you have a seat at the bar.
Her hammies are going to be a little tight.
Yes. All right. Well, it has been a great morning for us here, and it's a great tradition. I love this day in Boston. I want to thank the staff here at the Capitol Grill, including Executive Chef Dave and Chris Scott and everybody for hosting us. I certainly appreciate their generosity and having us here every year. I want to thank our entire engineering team, like Lou and our promotions team and everybody who got the broadcast all set up and ready to go this morning. I want to thank Nautical American Gin and Naughty Donnie. I want to thank him for that. For sponsoring this event.
I want to thank myself.
LB that wants
was
to,
awesome.
LB
Thanks for wants, showing up, guy.
LB yeah. wants to mention that himself.
That was incredible.
I also want to thank Solar Wolf Energy for presenting our party here for the foundation today. Anybody else that I missed? Did I miss anything?
Me.
Is that it? All right.
Thanks to Chef Dave.
Yes, Chef Dave.
Fantastic job.
Love
today.
That guy.
Yeah, good breakfast. Mm-hmm. Good breakfast, and there's more food coming. Don't worry about that. So, all right, we will be back tomorrow morning at 6. If you missed anything this morning, you can hear it as a part of the full show podcast, which you can download at any time at WAAF.com or via the radio.com app. So go download anything that you missed, any show, any hour, as a part of the full show podcast. And up next, it's the WAAF Workday Blitz. You get over an hour of nonstop rock, commercial-free. We will talk to you tomorrow morning. Thanks for listening.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.